You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get quip.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get quip.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Katherine Johnson dies at 101. Former NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson has died at 101 years old. Johnson was part of a small group of African-American women mathematicians who did crucial work at NASA to put Americans into space, into orbit, and eventually on the moon. It was Johnson herself who calculated the precise trajectories that would allow Neil Armstrong and his team to land on the moon in 1969 and return to Earth safely. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015 and was celebrated in the movie Hidden Figures in 2016. Russia doesn't want Bernie Sanders. It wants chaos. Just before the weekend, news broke that U.S. officials had informed Bernie Sanders of a Russian attempt to help his presidential campaign. Reports also detailed a Russian attempt to help the campaign of President Trump. But make no mistake, this shouldn't read as any kind of endorsement for Senator Sanders. All of this is part of Russia's much broader effort to cast democracies as feckless, ineffective, and corrupt, says Jessica Brandt, head of policy and research for the Alliance for Securing Democracy. In other words, to dent democracy's appeal. And now for today's fast fact, 80 years. That's how long researchers had predicted it would be before Australia endured bushfires like the ones it experienced this year. A new report in Nature Climate Change outlines what happened in Australia, why scientists weren't able to predict it, and what these failed predictions could mean for the future. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.